USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things could get testy in the U.S. Senate starting today as the impeachment trial of President Trump enters a new phase. Senators will begin questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators will submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will then read the questions aloud. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, Mike. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday, huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again, the Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Israel's applauding it, but most experts say it's unlikely the Palestinians will ever embrace the Middle East peace plan that President Trump unveiled yesterday. It does give Palestinians economic rewards of $50 billion, but it also gives Israel sovereignty over much of the Jordan Valley. Longtime Middle East negotiator Dennis Ross says the Palestinians weren't even consulted on the plan.
Well, obviously, a peace plan that has the acceptance of one party but not the other ultimately is not going to produce peace.
Retired Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is attacking his former teammates who accused him of war crimes. Gallagher posting a video to his social media accounts calling his former platoon members cowards for testifying against him. He also posted the names, current status, and units of those who did testify at his trial. Gallagher was acquitted of fatally stabbing a wounded ISIS fighter in the neck, but he was convicted of posing for a photo with an ISIS member's corpse. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mortgage applications surging last week as interest rates fell to their lowest level in 2 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying overall applications were up by 7%, with applications for loans to buy homes rising 5%, applications to refinance existing mortgages jumping 8%. The national average interest rate for a 30-year rate fixed mortgage falling 6 basis points to 3.81%. Rates haven't been that low since last November. International sports organizations are paying close attention to the spread of the coronavirus in China after the outbreak forced the cancellation or postponement of several major events. World Athletics officials say they're in close contact with the World Health Organization about the World Indoor Athletic Championships. The track and field competition scheduled for March, which is in a city about 300 miles from Wuhan where the outbreak began. And a man is in jail for smoking marijuana in a Tennessee courtroom. Spencer Boston was arrested Monday when he appeared in a Wilson County courtroom on a charge of simple possession. But he began making a joint, and then he smoked it while making a pitch to legalize marijuana. He's now facing additional charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.